line. And I am on a cell phone. There's a possibility that we may get disconnected, but you will call me right back, correct?
Absolutely. Let me confirm something really quick on your account.
That's correct.
Okay, got it. Yeah, no problem. If we do drop it, I'll call you right back so you don't have to call in and try to reach me that way. Thank you for letting me know, by the way. Now, let's go ahead and confirm a couple of things. First of all, I understand that you're calling for your pre-bankruptcy counseling, so that means that you have not filed for bankruptcy yet, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And are you filing individually or jointly with a spouse?
Individually.
Okay. And so just so you know what's going to happen, we're going to take up to 45 minutes today and go over your full financial picture by discussing what and whom you owe and your income and expenses. And then we'll go over all your options. You'll be able to select the best one that is for you. And then I'll go ahead and issue your certificate and get a copy over to your attorney.
Okay.
Now, I understand that you're paying with for today's course with a debit card, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So before we do take the payment, I do have a verbal agreement to read to you. It is a little lengthy, but it is important. It tells you who we are and what we do. And then once I finish that, then we'll go ahead and get started and get your certificate issued and get you on with your day, okay?
All right.
Okay, great. So here we go. Before providing counseling, we disclosed and you acknowledged and agreed to the following. Money Management International, MMI, is a nonprofit agency. MMI's funding comes primarily from creditors participating in a debt management plan, or DMP. Since creditors have a financial interest in getting paid, they are willing to make a contribution up to 15% of each payment received to help fund debt management and education programs. MMI's NFCC Certified Consumer Credit Counselor or Qualified Professional Counselor will counsel and advise you on money management and budgeting pertaining to your financial situation and provide you with a confidential written assessment outlining a suggested action plan without incurring negative amortization of debt. Participation in a DMP may have a favorable or unfavorable impact on your credit report. Counselors are not attorneys and cannot give legal advice. If you want legal or tax advice, including that concerning bankruptcy, you will need to seek appropriate assistance from other parties. If you want a debt management plan or a DMP, you will need to review the approved list of DMP providers for your judicial district, as MMI has chosen not to offer and therefore is not approved to provide DMPs to bankruptcy clients in your district. Client privacy is important to us and the counseling services we provide are confidential. However, we may share information we receive from you without personally identifying you for research purposes. We may also share information we receive from you as authorized by you or permitted by law. Authorized agencies with legitimate authority to monitor the agency's practices may review your file for quality assurance, compliance, or research purposes. If such a review should occur, findings will be kept confidential. MMI's privacy notice is available on our website at www.moneymanagement.org. In addition, your call may be monitored or recorded in an effort to provide you with the highest level of quality service. For client identification purposes, MMI obtains an internal credit report that does not appear as a consumer inquiry. For pre-filing bankruptcy counseling session, you will be charged a fee of $50 for the service and related certificate. MMI will provide services without regard to a client's ability to pay, and waiving the fee for services will be assessed based on regulation from the state in which you reside and on written verification of your family's monthly gross income in relation to federal poverty level guidelines. For the purposes of this assessment, your family is defined as you, your spouse, unless you are separated, and not intending to file a joint bankruptcy petition, and any other dependents. The only acceptable forms of payment are debit card, check by phone, cashier's check, or money order. MMI will provide your attorney and their bankruptcy judge trustee with copies of your action plan, pre-bankruptcy counseling certificate, as well as any other required information gathered during the counseling session. And by providing us with your mother's maiden name, you will authorize us to provide counseling for you. So, Mr. Morrow, let's go ahead and get your mother's maiden name, please.
And my question is, I did this once before with you guys back in 09 of September, I believe. Do you have any of that information on record?
I should be able to, so I'm going to try and pull it over so it'll shorten your course a little bit, okay?
Okay.
Okay, great. Now let's. Okay, great. Thank you. Yeah, normally it can copy over all the ones that I've had before they've come through, so I'll definitely do my best to help you out. Okay, now I do have a confirmation number for proof of payment. Would you like that number?
Yes, please. You charge us $60 or $50?
$50.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay, now let's go ahead and confirm all your information again. So if you could, for me, please confirm the spelling of your first and last name and your middle initial. And then I do show your housing status as you are buying your home with a mortgage, and your mortgage is past due. Is that correct?
So it's no longer past due.
Okay, so it's current, correct?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I know that's difficult in today's economy, so way to go, definitely. And then have you ever filed bankruptcy in the past?
Yes, I have.
Okay, do you remember what year and chapter?
I think it's a Chapter 7. It was in 90. Actually, I filed twice before. One was in 90, I believe, and the other one was in 98.
Okay, and they were both Chapter 7.
That's where you keep your home, right?
Well, it depends. Different options. Let me ask you this. Did you make payments, or was it a straight bankruptcy?
It was straight bankruptcy.
Okay. Thank you. So that's a 90 and 98. I'm definitely sorry to hear that. And then have you ever used any other credit counseling course other than ours?
No.
Okay. Excellent. Now, let's go ahead and confirm your identity. So by providing us with your father's first name, you will authorize us to pull an internal copy of your credit report. And if you could confirm your Social Security number for me one more time, please. Excellent. And then if you could confirm the names of two creditors you currently have a zero balance with. Now, keep in mind that our reports go back about 10 years, so credit cards, mortgages, car loans, bank loans, things like that. Okay, and then do you have your, by chance, the name and fax number of your attorney?
Her name is Marianne Solomon, but at the present time, I can't even find her in the phone book. Hang on a second. I'll probably get her address and telephone number.
Did she give you any paperwork or business cards or anything? Because normally when you go to visit them, they'll make sure you have their information.
All right, here we go. That is Marianne Solomon. You want her address?
Her phone number or fax number? If you don't have her fax number, I can give her a call for you and get the fax number.
I didn't know I was going to need that. You know, actually, the bankruptcy paperwork that I have in front of me should have that on there, shouldn't it? I don't know that I have that on there, or number.
Yeah, or if you just have her phone number, I can give her a call for you.
Well, let me see if I can get it while I'm on the phone, because it's in my telephone. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I'm going to see if I can't look in my phone, okay?
Okay.
Still there?
Mm-hmm.
Still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
But it's kind of...
Sorry, I didn't know that I was going to need that information, and I thought it was in my pack.
That's okay. Not a problem. Yeah, there's kind of a funny noise in the phone. I'm not sure if I'm going to lose you or not, but if I do, I'll give you a call back.
All right, her number is 540-722-2085.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. Like I said, I'll go ahead and give her a call and get the fax number for you before we disconnect and make sure that certificate gets over. So that's one less thing you need to worry about. Okay, and just so you know, everything besides your certificate is confidential and will not be shared with your attorney. Now, let's go ahead and get started. Now, I'm sure things were going well for you at one point. Can you tell me the main reason you're having to file?
Well, I had an injury at work.
Okay.
And I've been on workman's comp for quite some time now. And right at that time when I injured my back and was no longer working, I had several creditors take money out of my account.
Oh.
They said it was an error, and that's kind of what started it. So it just went into a big snowball.
Okay, got it. Now, what are your financial goals, short and long term, that you'd like to accomplish once your bankruptcy is discharged?
Stay out of debt, for one.
Okay.
No credit cards. If I can't pay cash for it, you know, I'm probably not going to buy it.
Excellent. Okay.
I mean, like I said, my major thing is to put this bankruptcy behind me, get a clean slate, mm-hmm. and start over, get back into school,
Okay.
And just, you know, a life and be able to manage debt better than I have in the past.
Okay, so get control of your budget, and we'll definitely work on that with you. Part of that is building a savings as well, so you don't have to disrupt your budget. Anything else you can think of that you'd like to accomplish?
I'd like to go back to school.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in the future buy another home, move to a different area, start over.
Okay. Excellent.
Like I said, my main goal is to get this behind me because it's extremely stressful.
Absolutely, yeah.
And my credit back to where it was in 07.
Got it. And that'll happen, you know, albeit it'll take some time. But we'll also go through those options as well with you. And it helps me understand where you want to go. So we can definitely make sure that you get all the information that you need. Now, right now you're still on disability, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And how much do you receive in disability benefits monthly?
At workman's comp, I receive $1,440 every 2 weeks.
Okay. So that is times two. So that's $2,880. And then do you get anything else?
I receive a check from the VA for disability. It's $1,064 a month.
1,064. Okay.
And in this bankruptcy, even though my wife is not filing with me, I still had to list her income.
Right, exactly. And what is her net monthly income?
Well, she doesn't work. She draws child support. And,
okay.
It's 310 at the current time, but that's going to change because her ex is no longer working.
Got it. So how soon will that drop?
I don't know.
Okay. That's 2-8-0. Let me update all your records so we have everything. And when I do this budget, I'm going to be sending this to you. So let me ask you this. Did you go, you went through the counseling course before, correct?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and what was the reason that you didn't file? You just couldn't get this stuff together, or?
I tried to do a chapter 13, and I went and told the lawyer, and it was too expensive, and I didn't have the budget to pay it back.
Mm-hmm.
And tried debt management, which was an absolute disaster. And I'm to the point now where I'm having, you know, I'm getting summons on my door. I've had vehicles repoed. And so I really have no choice at this time but to file.
Right. Totally understand. Disability, I'm still updating your records. And VA is 1,000. Thank you very much for serving our country, by the way. And that's 1,000.
I think this week.
I'm sorry, what?
I said that's the second time I've heard that this week.
Well, I think, you know, we weren't as, all my family was in Vietnam and they didn't get, you know, the response they should have. But I think we really, irregardless of how you feel politically, we really need to support our veterans, irregardless. And then this is veterans. Okay, so it's military. And then the third one is, so your workman's comp and Veterans Administration for the disability, and that's it for you. And then your wife's is additional with the 310. And again, how soon is that going to change with your wife's income?
Well,
or do
as far as we're being changed, it's going to be a while, but it will change because he's not working, but you have to go to court, get a change and everything, so I'm just going to leave it like it is.
Okay, got it. So I was able to pull your previous budget over, so a couple of things have changed. So, Social Security.
Well, I have a list of the financial expenditures for this household that
okay.
We've done by attorney.
Perfect. So it's workman's comp, and then child support, 310, from wife. Okay, so it's 1-4. Okay, so let me go down the list of what we have, and we'll see if it coincides. Now, your mortgage amount, I show 1,436. Is that still the same, or did you
that's
get a modification?
I got a modification. It's 1,376.
Okay, perfect. And then any second mortgage?
No.
Okay. And then the car payment for two cars, I show $325 a month?
No, that's actually, let me see here. Okay, auto would be $435 a month.
And how many cars is that?
Two.
Two cars. So you still have two car loans, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and what are the breakdowns on that? Do you know?
One, there's a truck that's $180 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe the car is like $250, something like that.
$250. 180, 250, that's 430. Okay. And then I have a debt payment of $739. Do you know what that's for?
That was probably the bills that I was paying at that time.
Okay, got it. We'll get rid of that then. And then I have two motorcycles at $588 a month, but you paid off at least one, right?
Right now, I'm not paying on either. One of them's been repoed, and the other is still in my garage. I'm not making payments on it.
Is that included? That's not included in the bankruptcy, right?
No, it's included in the bankruptcy because I'm not keeping either one of the vehicles.
Okay, so, okay, got it. So you're letting that go. And then, okay, and, okay, and you're filing a Chapter 7, correct, or Chapter 13?
Seven.
Okay, got it. And then groceries and household supplies, I show $400 a month.
Well, I've got groceries. Well, they got it listed down as food. It's $750 a month.
Okay. And then food away from home, I show nothing. So what do you currently spend on that?
Well, he pretty much told me not to list anything for that.
Okay, but, you know, keep in mind that this counseling course is for your benefit. You know, it doesn't matter what your attorney told you. We want to work on a factual budget for you. So, number one, it's functional for you. So, what do you think you actually spend on food away from home monthly?
All right, away from home, we have an 11-year-old that's in football and stuff like that, so it's late, so we stop and eat fast food.
Right.
Probably a couple times a week. So,
okay.
I would make that about $40 a week, maybe $50.
Okay, let's just do $200. And so, you still spend $750 on groceries and household supplies, right, monthly? That's an actual amount?
That's a little on the low side, actually.
Okay, how much do you think you spend?
Probably closer to $1,000.
Okay. Okay, and then what's your electric bill run monthly? I show $140.
Right, it's $150.
Okay, and then gas or oil for heating, I show $57 a month.
Approximately.
Okay. And water or trash, I show $50.
That's correct.
And telephone, cell phones, or pagers, I show $150.
No, it's actually about $175.
Okay. And what does that cover?
3 cell phones.
Okay. Cell phones. Okay. And then gasoline, public, and other transportation, I show
$450. You can actually use that, yes.
Okay. And no parking fees or toll roads, you pay on a regular basis. And then car insurance, I show $150 a month.
Let's see, we have it listed as $190.
Okay. And what does that cover?
My 2 vehicles and my wife's vehicle.
Okay. So you actually have 3 cars altogether, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then clothing or shoes, a monthly budget of $100 a month.
That's exactly, well, we had, you know, 90, so 100 would be fine.
Okay. And no laundry or dry cleaning outside the home?
No.
And what about hair, nails, beauty supply, personal care, like haircuts, shampoo, toothpaste, deodorant?
Actually, toothpaste and stuff like that, we include in the grocery.
Okay, so. Included in groceries. Okay. And anything on medication or eyeglasses?
Under health care, it's medical and dental is $410 a month.
And what does that cover?
Health care, dental, medical. I'm actually the only person who has medical now. That's through the VA.
Right. But, like, let's break it down to medications. What do you think you spend on medications monthly?
Well, going off the last year, average probably 100.
Okay, so does the VA cover that, or?
That's not for me.
Oh, okay. Who's that for?
Sonny.
Okay, got it. So who has insurance and how is he covered? Is he covered under a separate one?
Well, he's not now because his father's no longer working.
Got it. Okay. So does he have, like, a major health issue, like asthma, you know, something like that?
ADHD.
Okay, got it. Okay. Because it kind of gives me an idea of what, you know,
right,
is normally spent on stuff. And then, so you get all your medication through the VA, so you don't spend anything on that, right?
No.
Okay, excellent. And then, do you pay any on child care, child support, or alimony?
No, I don't.
Okay. And then I show that you pay spousal support for $300 a month.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Okay, so you don't do that anymore?
No.
Okay, excellent. Okay, and then anything for medical or life insurance that you pay outright premiums?
No.
And church or charity?
Well, they got charitable contributions at $90 a month.
Okay, but actually, what do you give church or charity monthly?
Well, he used that as in we buy stuff for the school and things like that. We're getting, you know, they'll want money for this or money for that or buy this or buy that for the school.
Yeah, but actually, is that what you normally spend? Because, you know, it's all good. My concern is for you. I want to make sure that you have a functional, you know, good budget, irregardless of what, you know, you have in front of you. What do you actually spend for charitable contributions?
I think it's a little high, actually. I'd say $30 a month.
Okay, got it. Perfect. And then anything for school tuition, like books, lunches?
Lunches are approximately $60 a month.
Okay, got it. And how old is your son?
11.
Okay, got it. That gives me a good idea as well. Okay, then any pet care like cats or dogs?
None.
Okay, and how about alcohol, tobacco, gambling, magazine or newspaper subscriptions or health?
We smoke, and we probably smoke about $100, probably about $75 or $80 a week.
Okay.
We buy a carton to a carton and a half.
Okay, so that's about $320 a month. And then I do show a personal loan of $80 a month. Is that still ongoing?
I'm actually not paying that right now because I can't pay that until after the bankruptcy is over.
Got it. Okay. So let's do something here. So that's 80 and the personal loan. And then let me do down here. It's 320. Okay. And then cable TV, video rental, or internet, I have $100. Is that about right?
No, it's like 80.
Okay. And what does that cover? Just cable, internet?
Just satellite TV.
Satellite, okay. Satellite. There. And then entertainment lessons or hobbies?
No, they didn't put a very high amount down there for that.
Do you play golf? Oh, no, you have a back injury. Do you do any, you know, anything you spend on that, entertainment lessons or hobbies? Does your son play soccer? You know, do you put money for that?
It's football and baseball, but that's not an ongoing. It's different periods or different times of the year.
Got it. So what I normally suggest clients is figure out and, you know, speak to your son, see what kind of sports he wants to go into, and then say it's $50 and it runs from, you know, July to January. You know, take that $50 and divide it monthly. So you're going to put away like $5 a month into a budget for sports, extracurricular activities they want to go into.
Not right
now. So think of it that way. Not right now? Okay.
Keep thinking about it. So if you want to come back to that question.
Okay. Well, what I suggest, because I'm going to be sending you this budget, and what I suggest is you and your wife go through it and really tear it apart and get your receipts, get your checkbook, and really write down exactly what you spend, because in handling your budget and knowing what you spend, there's great power in that, because then when you do get, you know, your money in for the month, you know exactly where it's going. Like if you ask me, I tell you exactly what I spend a month, what my bills are, down to the penny.
She's very, very, very good in that area, so.
Excellent. Good. Good. Okay, now these next ones, try to give me yearly amounts. The first one is all holidays for the year, Christmas, birthdays, anniversaries, Thanksgiving. What do you think you spend yearly on holidays?
You want me to tell you what we spent this year?
What you expect to spend, yeah.
Well, 35, well, let's say 3,000.
Okay, and then?
Christmas, that includes, you know, decorations, presents, everything at Christmas. That's about $3,000.
Okay, so that's for the whole year for all the holidays, right?
No.
Okay, so again, for the year, for all the holidays, what do you think you spend? What's your budget for the year?
That's going to be $3,500.
Okay, so at $3,500, yearly, you're going to be putting away out of your monthly budget almost $300 a month to be able to spend that.
No,
now, home maintenance and repairs, What do you think?
$120 a month.
I'm sorry, say it again. You're kind of breaking up.
It's $120 a month.
Okay, and so 120 times, so that's about $1,440 a year. Okay, and then car maintenance and repairs yearly. What do you think you spend on that? Oil changes, tire rotations, or tune-ups?
Well, what did you say for home maintenance per year?
$1,440.
That's probably a little high.
Okay.
I mean,
what do you,
our downstairs is not finished, so we're, you know, we have to finish it, and that's included in that.
And what are you having to finish?
Well, our downstairs is not finished.
So you're doing remodeling?
Well, it's not remodeling. It was never done when I bought the house.
So but basically you're doing remodeling downstairs to bring it up to finish it, right?
Right, because the only thing that was down there was studs.
Right, right. So that's basically considered remodeling, you know. Okay.
Well, we had to make a bedroom downstairs for our son, and so that's probably what we spent about $1,400 to $1,500 on that one room.
Okay.
And then you have grass, landscaping, things of that nature.
Got it. Okay. And then what about car maintenance and repairs yearly? So oil changes, tire rotations, or tune-ups? What do you think you spend on that yearly?
I'm actually looking on this sheet right here.
Okay.
What do you say we spend on auto repair? That's just auto repair and maintenance?
Yeah, tire rotations, tune-ups, or oil changes.
And this is projected, correct?
Well, yeah, this is an estimate of what you, again, we're trying to build a budget on what you actually spend. So keep in mind, what do you spend yearly on oil changes, tire rotations, and tune-ups for your cars?
$50 a month.
Okay. So $50 a month, that'll be about $600 a year, and that's three cars.
That's about right.
Okay. And then vehicle licenses, registrations, or inspections?
Well, you figure, let's see, registration is $40, $60, probably about, that's just for registration and inspection, right?
Yeah, probably registration.
I'd say $150 a year.
Okay, for all three vehicles, right?
Yeah, thereabouts.
Okay. So $150 a year, you'll put away monthly about $13 for that. And then co-pays to go see your doctor or your dentist, what do you think you spend yearly for that?
So that's all total. So they totaled all the medical and dental expenses together at $410 a month.
Well, think about it. How many times do you go see the doctor or the dentist yearly, and what are the co-pays to go visit?
$60 a month.
$50 or $60?
$60.
Okay, got it. So $60 a year or a month?
A month.
Okay. So 60, that's about $720 a year.
Is that right?
Okay. And that's 60. Okay. So here's where you stand right now with your budget. You have total household income of $4,630. Again, this is including the child support. Let me make sure.
Well, I've got down 439.
I'm sorry, say that again.
I have $4,494, including my wife's income.
Well, so her income is $310 a month.
Right.
This is not right. That's not right. Hold on. So your workman's comp is $2,880, And then from the VA, I see what it is, 1064. Okay. How's this? $4,254.
That's better. Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Now, your total expenses monthly is $5,387.17. So that leaves you with a deficit of $1,133.17. So what we're going to do is we're going to go back over your budget and see what we can do to help you. Now, keep in mind, once you file bankruptcy, any new or existing credit is now going to come with very high interest rates. But as you said, you know, I don't want to use credit. So what we're going to do is prepare a budget that you don't have to. So the second thing we suggest you do is cut your budget as deeply as you possibly can, because when you really think about it, all you need is a roof over your head, utilities, food, cars, insurance, gas, and income, and that's all you need. Everything else is icing on the cake. So when you're filing bankruptcy, you're basically saying, I can't afford this. So yeah. we want to get your budget under control, and a lot of people, they have a style of living that they don't consider once they lose their income. They don't really adjust it.
But what we're going to do is budget down.
I'm sorry?
So we're going to try to reduce some of these things and get us down to where we need to be. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. That's what we do as a courtesy to you within the pre-bankruptcy counseling session. We go over your budget, give you tips, give you information to get that budget under control. Because the most important thing is to pay yourself first when you get paid. So think of it this way. When you work a monthly budget, budget for things you expect to happen, save for things that you don't. So when you run into emergencies, you can pay for them outside of your checking account and go to your savings account to pay for it. Now, I just want to say,
this financial sheet that we have here has my income and her income at $44.94 and our expenses at $44.97.
Okay. What I'm getting at, I put down all the expenses per what you actually spend. Because, again, we want to give you a workable budget, not proposed on what, you know, you think. You know, this is an actual budget. And when you get this, tear this apart and make sure that you write exactly what you spend. Because if you continue to spend the way you're spending, you will file bankruptcy again as soon as you're available to. You need to change your spending habits and get that under control.
I'm aware of that. Trust me.
Okay, got it. Okay, so let's go ahead and look at some things. First of all, you have two car payments, one at $180 and one at $250. How long before these are paid off?
3 years.
Okay, so you have a couple of options. You actually have three cars, right? One is already paid off.
Correct.
Okay, so what I might suggest, because you have very limited income, plus that with your wife's child support, that will be disappearing, so that's going to cut your budget an additional $310. So you have a couple of different options. You can get rid of the cars, pay off what you owe them, and buy a used car. You can get out from under that payment. Those are just suggestions. So... Or you can wait till you pay them off, or you can include them in the bankruptcy and do a Chapter 13. So those are your different options. The payments aren't that high, but you could really use putting that $435 back in your monthly budget.
I got a question for you. Chapter 13, because you said file Chapter 13. Now, Chapter 13, is that where you pay people back?
Correct. If you have assets that you want to keep, and these are definitely questions. What I also suggest is before you go see your attorney, write down all your questions. So when you get in there, you make sure you get all the answers to make the best decision for you.
None of our vehicles have any equity in them.
That's okay.
I owe more than they're worth.
That's okay. That's the normal thing. So you bought them new, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so you're going to lose equity as soon as you sign the paperwork. That's just the way it goes. Your best bet normally, especially today, is to buy a used car but have it checked first. And leasing is completely out of the question because it's not an asset. You'll never recoup anything on a lease. Okay, so those are your options. Now, groceries and household supplies at $1,000 a month. National average is $150 per person per month, and you have three people in your home. So that's $450. Plus household supplies is another $50, so that's $500. So you're actually spending double of what you should. So I suggest you definitely shop at the grocery, shop at the dollar stores for all your paper towels, paper items, shampoos, stuff like that. You can really save a lot of money. I'm also going to be sending you information on Angel Food Ministries. This is not a food bank. It's a company that purchases restaurant quality foods and sells it to the general public at about 60% less than the grocery stores. So that'll save you with your groceries. Also, shop with coupons, shop with store brands, check in your junk mail for the local coupon, see if you can't cut that down. Same thing with food away from home, spending $200 a month because you need that back in your budget. I cut that down to like $50 a month and check in your junk mail for local coupons. So when you want to go through the drive-thru, that's fine, but try to control your spending so you have more money in your budget. Three cell phones at $175 a month is about $60 a cell phone. So what I would suggest is call your carrier, see if you can get a less expensive one. If your contract has run out, cancel it and pick up a Go phone. Those are like, you know, $30 per phone, and their monthly fees run about $30-$40. So that'll save you in your budget, but try to get that under control. Normally you should spend about $150 a phone. Okay. Car insurance for three cars. Your motorcycle, is it insured right now?
No, that's I have a motorcycle that is paid for, and that's included in that amount.
Oh, okay, so the three cars and a motorcycle.
Right.
Okay, got it. So that's three cars, one motorcycle. Okay. So that's 190 divided by 4. So that's about $48 per vehicle or motorcycle. So that's a really good rate. It still wouldn't hurt to call around, see if you can get a better rates on that, see if it'll cover it. Yeah, and it's fine, but, you know, why pay more when you don't have to? So I always suggest to clients, even if you're paying a good thing, always keep comparative rates, you know, call around every 6 months, see who's offering a better rate. You know, if you have tickets or, you know, moving violations on your record, they'll drop, so it's always a good idea to update on that. Clothing and shoes at $100 a month, I'd totally wipe that out. I'm sure you have more than enough clothing right now. Because the main thing, the first 3 months, cut your budget as deeply as you possibly can to get it in the positive. Okay? And then charity. School lunches, I'd have your son take his lunch and cut that completely out of your budget. That'll put $60 back. Smoking, not going to go there. Use coupons. Smoke a less expensive brand. Try to kick back. Try to find a less expensive place. Cable. At 80, usually we like to see that under 50. Again, call around for better rates, see if there's an option on that. Holiday expenses, I'd completely wipe that out of your budget because you just can't expect, you can't afford it. It's just not an option for you right now. The remodeling, I'd cut that out completely right now until you get past the bankruptcy, and then look at your income and see if you can really afford it. In the meantime, you know, if it's halfway through, see if you can sleep in the living room, see if there's an option. I mean, how many bedrooms do you guys have?
Well, his room's finished now.
Okay.
We have three bedrooms.
Oh, okay, so there's another room that he can stay in, so it's not, like, necessary to complete anything. So at $120 a month or $1,500 a year for home maintenance and repairs is astronomical. Usually your home maintenance should be maybe $20 a month. And that's, you know, just cover the basics, cutting the grass, you know, so gas for the mower.
Right.
Anything like that. Car maintenance and repair is at $50 a month is really expensive too. You figure you're going to get oil changes, tire rotations, something like that. It's going to be $30. So it's maybe right around 30, 25 or 30 a month for you guys. So you kind of see what I've done, but what I've gone through, I brought you from a deficit of $1,133 a month to a surplus of $148 a month. So you need a much higher surplus for that. So definitely go back over your budget, see if you can cut things any deeper that you possibly can. Again, if you sell your cars, you have $435 back in your budget on a monthly basis. Let me go back over this to make sure. So, like I said, the most important thing is to pay yourself first. So right now, with $150, you could easily afford to put $100 away a month. In 6 months, you're going to have $600. In 12 months, you're going to have $1,200. And, you know, I suggest to people, you know, credit is a good thing, but it's meant for emergencies only. Or if you have to fly back east on a family emergency and you need to buy a plane ticket, those are the reasons that you use credit. And when you do use it, the very first billing, draw that money out of your savings and pay it off. That's the fastest way you're going to rebuild your credit, and it's the quickest way to keep your budget, the best way to keep your budget in state. So budget for the things that you plan to happen, save for the things that you don't. And then every month, go over your budget and make sure you have that money available and to cover all the different expenses that you do have. Now, let's go ahead and look at your assets versus liabilities to come up to your net worth. So right now, how much money do you have in your wallet, in your pocket, or in your wife's purse?
Oh, I think right now, probably about less than $100 between the two.
Okay. And how much is in your checking? I don't care what you have to pay off or what you're expecting to clear it, just how much do you have in your checking right now?
She's actually looking.
Okay.
And this is actually before bills are paid.
Okay.
$1,542.
Okay, $1,542. And then how much is in your savings?
$3,971.
Okay. So again, when you do get paid, $39.71. So when you do get paid, make sure that you automatically pay yourself first. You know, people think, oh, I got to pay my creditors first. Well, no, you need to pay yourself first for working. So make sure that you always do that. And then do you have any CDs, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, 401Ks, pensions, or life insurance policies or IRAs?
None of the above.
Okay. And then how much is your home valued at?
For tax reasons, $169.
Okay. And then how much do you still owe on the mortgage?
$230.
Okay. And then your three cars and your motorcycle, if you put them all, well, let's start off here. The one car that you do not owe anything in your motorcycle, what do you think their value is together?
Oh, together? Well, let's see. There's only $150 on the car. The bike's 12 years old. How much do you think you can get for your car if you do the right way you sold it? $3,500. I'd say a couple grand for the Durango and probably $500 or $600 for the motorcycle.
Okay, so $2,600. And then for the first car that you have a loan on it, how much do you think it's worth?
Less than $3,000.
Okay, so, and then how much do you owe on it?
Probably about $42,000.
Okay, and then the second car, how much do you think it's worth?
The truck's probably worth about a grand, if that, and I owe about $42,000.
I'm sorry, how much do you owe?
$42,000.
Okay, so $42,000 on each car. So that's $84,000 that you owe. And that's $8,400. And then on the cards, so that's 26. Oops. Okay, so 6,600. Okay, and then all the personal property you have in your home, appliances, electronics, clothing, jewelry, tools, antiques. I'm sorry, how much?
Clothing, furniture, everything, about $1,500.
$1,500, okay. Okay, and then how much are you filing bankruptcy for? What's the total amount?
Oh, that's a good question. You mean how much debt I'm getting rid of?
Yeah, how much is the total amount of debt that you're putting into the bankruptcy, the Chapter 7?
You mean just the things that I'm not going to pay for?
Okay, so when you went to the, when you're filing bankruptcy, you're basically saying, this is the amount of debt that I cannot pay.
Oh, I think it's about $46,000 that I cannot pay.
$46,000?
Yes.
You're starting to break up a little bit. Okay, so this is where you stand right now as far as your net worth. You have total assets of $178,781.71. That includes your home, your car, your personal property. Your total liabilities are $284,400, which includes the bankruptcy, the mortgage, and what you owe on the two cars. So your net worth right now is about -$105,618.29. So a couple of things are going to happen when you do file bankruptcy. Number one, it's going to wipe out that debt if it's a Chapter 7. If it's a Chapter 13, technically that debt will be under protection of the Chapter 13 trustee, and you'll be making payments, but you're doing a Chapter 7.
I'm doing a Chapter 7.
Yeah. And so what will happen is that'll take your net worth to 46. A -$59,618.29.
Yeah, that's so the aggregate amount. There is none.
I'm sorry, say that again?
That's because the value of the home is dropping. It's a brand new home.
Right, exactly. And so, you know, that's the problem of buying a brand new home, especially in this economy. You know, just like a car, it's going to lose its worth on there. So, but you're like, you know, 95% of the population that owns homes right now, they're upside down in their mortgage. So, and that's the luck of the draw. I think the time is gone that you could ever buy a home, you know, sell it for a profit and then go buy another home. I don't know if we'll ever see those times again. Okay, now normally there are four different options available to you to handle your debt. And I'm just going to go through them so that you do understand the different options. The first one is to handle your debt on your own. The advantages are that you do have the income to pay your creditors. The disadvantages are that if you do not, you will incur higher interest rates, additional fees, and a negative impact on your credit report. Now, the second option you have is to sell or borrow against your assets. And the advantages are, yeah, you can, but the disadvantages are that you'll probably lose your assets or lose the use of those assets. The third option is to do a debt management plan. And with this option, you have one monthly payment and your creditors do get repaid in a timely manner. The disadvantages are that all open lines of credit must be closed until the plan is completely paid in full. And the last option is to seek legal advice, which is what you're doing. And the advantages are it does give you a debt-free fresh start. Disadvantages are that bankruptcy will remain on your credit report for up to 10 years. So after hearing these options, do you still believe that bankruptcy is the best one for you at this time?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you. Now, I do have three questions to ask you. They are for demographic purposes. And the first one is, what is your gender, please?
Male.
And what is your race or ethnic background?
Caucasian.
And what is your highest level of education?
I'm a nurse, so 4 years.
Okay, so any degrees?
I have a degree in nursing.
Okay, got it. Thank you. Now, at this time, I'd like to remind you that you will be once your bankruptcy has been filed and prior To your discharge date, you will be required to complete a debtor's education course to receive your second certificate. And you can choose to complete this two-hour-long course either online by registering at www.bankruptcycertificate.com, or you can do it over the phone by calling our Education Registration Department, and that number is 888-845-5669.
Okay.
Now, do you have any questions for me before we continue?
No, not this time.
Okay, got it. Now, what's going to happen? I'm issuing your certificate. I'll definitely call your attorney, get the fax number, get the certificate over to them. But keep in mind that this certificate is good for 180 days or 6 months. So you must file within that time frame. If you do not, the certificate will expire. Okay, and then I'll be sending you a package in the mail, and it will include your original certificate along with the budget that we went through, and along with that will be included an action plan. And what it includes is terms on bankruptcy, different websites I've included for you, such as the Angel Food Ministries and the annualcreditreport.com, because you were entitled to one free credit report per calendar year. So I definitely suggest that you get a copy of that so you keep track on your credit report and make sure that things are handled accordingly. And you should receive that within 7 business days. If you do not, then definitely give us a call, but normally it's 7 or less. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to place you on hold real quick, give your attorney a call, get that fax number, and I'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much for holding. I called your attorney's office, got their fax number, and would you like to have it for future reference?
Sure.
Okay, it's area code 540-678-0697.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll be faxing that over. I'm still waiting for it to complete. Now, do you have any other questions?
No, I don't.
Okay, excellent. Now, for the last step of today's session, I will be transferring you to an automated system that will ask you to answer 3 follow-up questions regarding today's session. And the 3 questions are very simple yes or no questions and can be answered by pressing either 1 or 2 on your phone. And as soon as you've answered all 3 questions, you may hang up and your session is complete. Definitely wish you the very best of luck in the future. I certainly hope things work out well for you. It sounds like you're on the right track and definitely making the best steps possible. Okay, you still there?
All right, thank you.
You're very welcome. 1 moment, please.
I just want to log with Dr. Mel for this. Mm-hmm. Okay, back one.